Psalms 119, verses 26 to 28. I told you my plans, and you answered. Now teach me your decrees. Help me understand the meaning of your commandments, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. Is tithing a routine for you? This week, we continue the series, Is Tithing a Rule, Routine, or Ritual? By focusing on, is tithing a routine? As you may recall, we defined a routine as something that is done at the same time, in the same way, regularly and repetitively. A good routine thoughtfully follows a fundamental rule. A poor routine follows a rule robotically, without a connection to the value or the underlying rules. According to Dr. Thomas Kinestrict, in an article on parenting, rules, routines, and rituals, routines provide the fundamental building blocks of self-discipline and self-monitoring. Spiritual routines such as prayer, devotional time, Bible study, etc. undergird our faith. Thus, it is important to guard against allowing a spiritual routine to mutate into robotic meaninglessness. Spiritual routines point to God and lead us to grow our faithfulness. In Psalms 119, 26 to 28, David asked God for help to understand his commandments, his rules. David sought to honor God by following not only his rules, but also following the meaning of the rules. He didn't want to just do what God said as a mindless routine. He also wanted to be able to share the rule and meaning with others. David understood that each of God's commandments is important and serves a purpose within God's plan. Unfortunately, some believers can feel the opposite of David. They can feel that a particular spiritual routine has lost its meaning. Subsequently, they develop shortcuts and alternatives to meet the minimal requirements of the rule if they are unable to ignore it altogether. In short, they end up going through the motions of the routine. They pray and ask for things, but do not ask God what He thinks. They go to church, but get nothing from the experience. The parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, 1-13 shows an example of accepting and following the routine versus going through the motions. The first 5 virgins demonstrate a good routine by coming prepared with enough oil. The latter 5 demonstrate the effect of a routine that has lost its meaning by showing up and not being prepared with enough oil. To maintain a good routine, we have to guard against complacency and serve with expectancy. Complacency leads to lazy, lackadaisical preparation and execution. Consequently, we become disconnected from the purpose of the routine. Expectancy motivates us because the end result of the routine brings glory to God. The spiritual routine of offering time, as we may call it in most churches, is a special time of worship. In the Old Testament, offering time was a law. It was expected. In our age of grace, offering time is a custom. It is an opportunity. Offering time is a time of personal worship in a corporate setting. Though surrounded by other worshipers, this is one-on-one time with God. If we allow this spiritual routine to become a mindless chore, then we have lost focus on the God we serve. Reconnect with God to regain their righteous perspective. Offering time should be an expectant, worship-filled routine that is one of several spiritual high points in a church service. It is our personal responsibility to make it a good routine by keeping its purpose in mind. Otherwise, we are in danger of letting the routine enslave us into robotically just giving away money to the preacher in the church versus giving an offering to our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the church. Questions. 1. Discover. Have any spiritual routines become meaningless to you? B. As a family, how do you approach offering time each week? 2. Develop. A. Have you kept the offering time fresh and worshipful? B. Is offering time just a point in the church program for you, or what does it signify? 3. Demonstrate. When you release your offering into the offering plate or basket, what thoughts or feelings run through your mind and your heart? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to Raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D Believer today.